Good morning. Welcome to the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm a horticulturist, landscape designer, garden author. We had a great first hour. If you missed it, you can go on to betterlawns.com's website later on today, and it will be uploaded. You can also hear the podcast replayed again on Audio Boom at your convenience anytime, audioboom.com, and then also on all the different podcasts, iHeartRadio, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Amazon, all that kind of good stuff, Spotify, podcasts, all of that. So I appreciate everyone listening in. All right. And so we had everyone calling in and asking about Leah Brooks' phone number and also her website. So if you have your, you know, pen and paper ready, her phone number is 386-473-2638. And then her website is Leah Brooks, L-E-A-H, B-R-O-O-K-S dot towergarden.com. And I just know that if you Google her, Leah Brooks Tower Gardens, it will come up too as well. So thank you for that. Also, too, we have a text message here. I tarped a weedy area. The weeds turned brown and died. Can I mulch on top of that, or do I need to remove the dead weeds? I will say you don't necessarily have to remove the dead weeds, but I would, because I've just kind of want to do it nice and clean. And so in case there's some kind of seed residue, I would go ahead and remove the tarp. So the design terminology is the dirty word of the day this week is focal point. Focal point. So this is a Merriam-Webster defines focal point as a center of activity, interest, or attention. A focal point in any garden or landscape is an element of color, sound, specimen tree, or plant material, or even hardscape like seating, a walkway, or a water feature that guests will notice the minute they enter the space. Focal points help provide a theme, an encouragement to come closer or become more attentive to the surrounding area. It enables the landscape to guide a visitor to its destination. There can be more than one focal point, depending on your design and the size of your space, but place it strategically so that the garden is not frenetic, but flows smoothly. A focal point can be an existing element or a new feature added to the landscape to enhance the home, view, or fashion a theme. So you want to make sure that you don't add too many focal points or place focal points too close together so that the garden visitors are overwhelmed, they get exhausted and stressed by trying to see everything in the landscape. And if you don't think that can happen, just think of when you go to some of the attractions and they have so much to see, so many things to do that, you know, you just get so tired. So you want to ensure seasonal views and interest by using focal points that may change but will survive year-round in the landscape, and that they complement plant material, hardscape, and seeding choices. So you can find all of my dirty words each week, along with what to do in your landscape, and you can find my design tips, articles, and more on betterlawns.com. And so if you want to check that out, or you can like us on Facebook, that would really be wonderful. I'd love to get to know you better and to see your gardens and your plants. And you can go ahead and just like us on Facebook and also on Instagram too as well. 1-888-455-2967 if you're in the garden area. And you can give us a call. And what to do in your yard this month? Well, this is the last few weeks that you can go ahead and you can plant your grass. I would say if you're going to lay sod or you can plug right now, this is a good time of the year to do it because we still have those rains coming in. But also, too, you want to do it now before the winter season gets here and, you know, our temperatures get a little drastic. Now, we're supposed to have a La Nina this year, and that means that we're going to have a dry winter, and it's going to be a warm winter. So, you know, that's going to benefit a lot of the tropical landscapes that we have right now. This is also the time of the year to get that fertilization in for your turf. You want to do it at least 60 to 90 days before we have a really stressed out period. And what that does is that allows the turf, the plants, to absorb the fertilizer and get it into their system so that they're all ready for any kind of stress. It's kind of like taking vitamins. You know, if you take a vitamin today, you're not going to be ready for that cold or that flu that you get this week. But if you've been taking vitamins all along, you're going to be less susceptible to those colds and vitamins as well. So also, too, you want to go ahead and check your gardens. Walk your yards on a regular basis. Even if you're not growing vegetables or a container gardens or raised beds, still walk your yard. You want to find a problem before it becomes a major problem. So go through, look at your shrubs, your trees, look for any kind of oozing or drainage in the tree, or lift the leaves up. See if there is, insects underneath on the stems. And if you will do that once a week at least, you're going to be right there you're going to be right on top of it. And you might not have to use such a drastic pesticide or, kind of spray to get rid of the problem. You may only need to just maybe knock the caterpillars into a bucket of water, okay? But if you have 100 of caterpillars on your azalea plants, then, you're going to probably have to use a stronger pesticide for them. So just kind of stay on top of everything. Also, too, I want to thank Quality Green Specialist. They are one of our great sponsors. They're at 335 West Michigan Street in DeLand. You can find wonderful fruit trees and shrubs there, and also, too, fruit trees. And we're going to be talking about fruit trees, citrus right now after the break when we come back. Lance Walheim, author of the Gardening for Dummies series, he's going to join us next. He's going to tell us how to harvest citrus trees or citrus fruit 10 months out of the year. Stay with us. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. That's 800-432-3916.
The state of Florida is committed to helping you find opportunity and economic security. If you've fallen behind on your rent and utility bills, go to ourflorida.com today. This website can help you get assistance with up to 15 months of rent and utility bills. A federally funded program, Our Florida has already helped over 30,000 Florida households. Go to ourflorida.com to learn more. Have you recently lost a job or income? Then you may qualify. And getting assistance with your rent and utilities is quick and easy. Over 30,000 Florida households have already benefited from the Our Florida program. With just a few minutes of your time, you can get help with up to 15 months of your rent and utility bills. OurFlorida.com. Remember this website and go get the help that is available to you today. Sponsored by the state of Florida.
Marriage is one of the most rewarding and challenging of all relationships. In their book, Love and War, John and Stacy Eldridge describe marriage as bringing together a man and a woman who by design are completely different. They say it's like taking Cinderella and Huck Finn, tossing them in a submarine, and locking the hatch. Does your marriage ever feel that way? Like the walls are closing in? Look, marriage is hard, even when times are good. So wherever you find yourself today, God's Word has some helpful advice. Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. This means to serve one another in love and put your spouse's interest ahead of your own. Why? Because that's what God had in mind for marriage. It sounds impossible, but that's where Jesus comes in. When we follow Him, we are empowered by the Holy Spirit, the power to experience real marriage. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For more on this and other topics, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Our longtime friend of the program, Gardening Authority on Lawns, Roses, and Fruit Trees, Lance Walheim. He's the author of the Illustrated Complete Guide to Selecting and Growing More Than 100 Varieties of California, Arizona, Texas, and the Gulf Coast and Florida. That's for citrus. Good morning, Lance. How are you?
Good morning, Teresa. I'm doing great. How are you?
I am wonderful. I was just telling Lizzie, I go, it's 5 a.m. where Lance is. And I so appreciate you getting up this morning. How did your week go?
My week went great. I actually get up at 4 o'clock so that I can hear the first hour, too. So
oh my.
I'm a big fan.
Oh, thank you so much. That's wonderful. Wow, you're very dedicated. So NOAA reported last week that La Nina is going to affect our national weather pattern this winter. So have you had any relief with the recent rain from your drought this summer?
Not much. Our wet season is just starting. We did get about a quarter of an inch of rain last week, which was enough to kind of take the dust off the trees and also help clear some of the smoke out, which has been so bad for so long here. So, and we're also looking forward to a pretty big storm, they're telling us, on Monday and Tuesday. So we hope we're getting some relief, but it's kind of been what's happened the last couple of years. We get some early rain and then it just kind of stops for a long time, and that's what puts us into trouble. But we're keeping our fingers crossed.
I know you are. I know that's so important, especially for your, growers and your orchards, the grapevines, and also to all the vegetables and food that you grow in California. So I get questions. People are starting to, get back into growing and gardening, and they say, can we plant citrus again? What are you seeing and hearing about citrus greening?
Well, it's a serious problem. It's been a long problem in Florida for quite a while, and it's really kind of devastated the Florida citrus industry. And it's also set up in most other citrus areas, including Southern California. And it's a bacterial disease that's spread by the Asian citrus psyllid. And there, at this point, there really is no cure. There's being millions and millions of dollars spent to try to find one, but it's tricky. I for one think we still need to grow citrus. I can't imagine Florida and California without citrus. But until we can find whether it's resistant varieties or whether we get some kind of spray that'll kill the bacteria, I think we may have to treat some citrus just like perennial crops, or we may have to go to a little extra work to keep the trees alive. So I'm certainly not going to give up.
I know. And so what I'm telling my clients is that, don't think of them as living 50, 60 years like they used to in the past, that it's just going to be something that's going to grow for 5 to 10 years and you just get a new one.
Yeah, you know, and there are, we're learning a lot too. You know, there are things that people, I see people going all the way into, you know, creating little screen boxes around their trees so that they can keep the silt away. That's going to be hard because you have to have a really fine screen. But, you know, oddball stuff like, it seems trees are better able to withstand greening if they have an oak leaf mulch. We're finding out that certain varieties like the Sugar Bell, the Tango, for a new variety called Bingo and another one called U.S. Sun Dragon, aren't resistant, but they're more tolerant of the greening. So there we are finding that some varieties can better withstand the greening than others. So we're learning a lot, but we've got a long way to go.
So what should homeowners think about when selecting a citrus tree for their yard?
Well, you know, there's a lot to think about. Certainly adaptation is important. If you happen to live in, you know, northern parts of Florida, you want to make sure you get varieties that are hardy or ripen early so they can be picked before the, you know, coldest part of the year. If you've gotten some specific site conditions, for instance, let's say you have a garden that's got a little bit of shade. You know, citrus likes full sun, but if you've got an area that's got a little bit of shade, you might want to go with some of the acid fruit because they won't need as much sun to sweeten up, obviously, as some of the other varieties like oranges and things.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Flavor, seediness, ease of peeling, harvest season. If you blend your harvest seasons right, you can have citrus, as you've talked about, for almost 10 months. The size and the shape of the tree. Some trees are small and compact. Other are bigger. How well does the fruit hold on to the tree? The lenches and navels hold on for 5 to 6 months without it really deteriorating, and they get sweeter, as a matter of fact. So those are things you should consider when you're picking up a tree. And, of course, you know, buy trees from a reputable dealer. Make sure they've got the proper tags on them that show they've been treated properly by a reputable commercial nurseries, and know what the quarantines are so that you're, you know, you're not breaking any laws because they can be expensive, but we don't want to spread the disease anyway.
Sure.
And go to a farmer's market and taste some fruit, too, and see what you like. That's one of the best ways to know what to buy.
And you'll also know what time of the year that you can harvest it at, because what's available, you know, in right now in the stores, you can say, okay, if I want to eat right now, then this is what I can buy. So
exactly.
Those are great, great tips for people to select. How much space does a citrus tree require?
Well, you know, for the bigger varieties, like the Valencias and the grapefruits, you probably want to go about 8 to 10 feet between the trees. But smaller varieties like Meyer lemons, kumquats can be planted closer together. But, you know, most citrus can be planted closer together to create almost like a hedge situation. And then you do appropriate pruning to make sure that the trees may, you know, stay healthy. So they're very responsive to pruning.
Well, I loved that you sent me a wonderful picture of citrus on espaliers, and that was one of my dirty words of the day a few weeks back. And espaliers, citrus trees. Tell me, you know, what kind of fruits and trees grow well when you can espalier? What kind of citrus?
Well, you know, an espalier is basically growing a citrus tree or any tree up against a wall in a narrow space. Now, formal espaliers have a recognizable pattern of the branches, and there's a number of those. Usually what you see espaliered are apples and pears because they have long-lived spurs, and they're easy to prune and maintain the productivity. Citrus is probably easiest grown as an informal espalier. In other words, just flat up against the wall with no recognizable branch pattern. But you do need to do a lot of pruning, and you're going to reduce your crop size. Now, if you've got a lot of room, you can do lemons. I've also seen almost anything espaliered, and some of them in formal patterns, but you lose a lot of the fruit. Satsuma mandarin's another one that you can do. You can even do Meyer lemon if it's a smaller space. You're just going to have to do a lot of pruning, and you're going to need to know what you're doing. So it's a little tricky, but it can be very beautiful.
I think so, too, and especially in small spaces, but it adds some elegance to a formal garden in a patio area, too, so I like that. So when planting citrus, is there any special tips on how to plant, fertilize, and water a new tree besides buying your great citrus book?
Right. Well, you definitely want to, you know, add some organic matter to the soil so you can retain nutrients and water. They need regular water, especially during dry seasons, and, of course, you should fertilize on a regular basis, and proper fertilization is important to kind of fight back on citrus greening. You want to make sure that you use a lot of the micronutrients, the zinc, the iron, the manganese, and you apply them on a regular basis and keep that tree growing vigorously.
So how vigilant should homeowners be about looking for insects on their citrus tree, especially the psyllid?
Well, exactly. I mean, every time you're out watering or you're walking through the garden, you should be checking your plants. That's good advice for any types of plants, but especially with the psyllid. We do have some tools and some sprays that can work to control it, but the psyllid usually gets wrapped up in those leaves as they curl, and it's very difficult to control other than with a systemic product like the BioAdvance fruit, citrus, and vegetable, but even that's not a magic bullet, and it only can be used once a year, and it only lasts for 3 months. So you've got to have a plan of attack for controlling insects, all insects, including scales and other things that you can get.
Okay, so I have a question that's coming up, and they said avocado trees, and they want to top it to keep it short, and then also to Roy in Windermere, he wanted to know about topping his papaya tree. What do you think about topping fruit trees?
Well, you know, a lot of fruit, it depends on the fruit tree. It can be different with every one of them. I wouldn't do excessive topping of an avocado. I'd try to use thinning cuts to kind of bring it down. There are also some smaller varieties. I haven't had a lot of experience topping papayas, so I think that would probably be a better question for somebody who's got a little bit more experience. But, you know, we do some topping in the citrus grove because we've got a lot of trees. But in general, thinning cuts and not topping a tree, which means, you know, cutting into major branches, is the best advice.
Yeah, that's what I think. And I just told him Mother Nature's going to top that papaya for him because he's right here. We freeze and papayas can't take freezes. So I told him Mother Nature's going to top
here too.
I agree. So now how can listeners find your books, The Citrus Complete Guide to Selecting and Growing More Than 100 Varieties, and then also your Lawn Care and your Great Gardening for Dummies series?
Well, they can go to the usual online services. Some of those books are out of print, a little bit harder to find, but you look and you can find them on the usual places.
Well, they are classics, so I certainly appreciate you, Lance, coming on this morning. It's good to talk to you, and we're going to have you on a regular basis, so thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, take care. Thank you. Bye-bye. That's Lance Walheim. He is the epitome of great gardening. He is a garden author, Citrus, the complete guide to selecting and growing more than 100 varieties for California, Arizona, Texas, the Gulf Coast, and Florida. And like he said, these books are kind of out of date, as far as out of printing, but the information is so good. So if you see a copy anywhere, grab it and let me know, because I have all of his books and they're certainly worthwhile. So do you have a gardening question you need answers to? Well, now's the time to do it. Call me at 1-888-455-LAWNS. Or you can text 23680, so that's 1-888-455-2697. I said that correctly, didn't I? 2967? 2967. It's still early. All right. And then you can text at 23680. We're going to be back with your text messages and also your gardening questions. I need more tea. Need more tea. We're going to be back. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651, 800-398-0651, 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Marriage is one of the most rewarding and challenging of all relationships. In their book, Love and War, John and Stacey Eldridge describe marriage as bringing together a man and a woman who by design are completely different. They say it's like taking Cinderella and Huck Finn, tossing them in a submarine, and locking the hatch. Does your marriage ever feel that way? Like the walls are closing in? Look, marriage is hard, even when times are good. So wherever you find yourself today, God's Word has some helpful advice. Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. This means to serve one another in love and put your spouse's interest ahead of your own. Why? Because that's what God had in mind for marriage. It sounds impossible, but that's where Jesus comes in. When we follow Him, we are empowered by the Holy Spirit, the power to experience real marriage. This is Brian Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For more on this and other topics, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-531-1550. That's 800-531-1550.
Paid for by U.S. Med.
I learned a new tree variety this week, chalk maples. I was corresponding with Jim in North Florida, and he was talking about them, and I'd never heard of chalk maples. And chalk like you do on a chalkboard, writing with the chalk. And so I looked them up, and they do well in dry and alkaline soils. This is a maple. So they are native to Florida in the northern panhandle portion, you know, from zone 8. They have a beautiful fall color. And so the University of Florida, this is what they say on Acer leucoderma, and that is the scientific name. It says the striking white bark makes this maple well-suited for planting as a specimen displayed against a dark background. A row of these maples planted along a dark glass building wall or other dark structure will grab people's attentions. So it says it's surprisingly underused, and it's a small maple suited for a variety of sites, including homeowners, residences. And then the chalk maple grows well in full sun, partial shade, or deep shade, and has a high tolerance for dry soils. Well, if you know maples, and maples are a wetland indicator, that's really unusual. So it says that it's also popular in the Midwest because those areas also have alkaline soil pH. Well, if you're on the beach and you have that alkaline soil pH and dry soils, then maybe you should think of the dry maple in the northern part of Florida. So dry maples is really interesting for me. So today is also National Mole Day. Okay, so you got to relax. Moles aren't eating your garden. Okay, so think of it this way. And I love this. This is from Brent and Becky's Bulbs.com. Brent and Becky's Bulbs.com. And I know Brent and Becky, they're dear friends. And I order all my bulbs through them. Brent and Becky's Bulbs.com. So they say moles are not eating your garden. Voles are. So voles with a V as in Victor. Voles eat vegetables. Moles eat meat. So there you go. So if you're having something eating your plants, then you know it's a vole. If you have something that's eating the earthworms in your ground or digging up your ground and you have lots of earthworms, then it is a mole. Moles are eating the grubs and other insects in the soil. Voles aren't the diggers that moles are, so they sometimes use mole tunnels to travel. Okay, so get rid of your grubs. You'll help get rid of your moles, and voles will have to be forced to travel above ground where they're more open to predation. So moles are not bad. They're aerating your soil, and they're eating the grubs in your yard. So if you get rid of the grubs, then you'll get rid of the moles. Let's go to Patricia in Sebring. Good morning, Patricia. How can I help you?
Good morning, Teresa. I love your show.
Thank you.
I've been listening since Tom and Jody when I moved here to Sebring in 2001, and or sometime after that. But anyway, love your show. The reason I'm calling, I've had some orangewood trees pop up. I have viburnums that I've allowed to grow into trees all around my yard. And the orangewood tree is absolutely beautiful. Well, I had somebody out because I want to cut my viburnums back, but I'm not going to do them until March.
Okay.
Because I don't want the new growth and possibly a risk of a freeze if we have this winter. But he said, oh, you got to get rid of them. They'll just go everywhere. But they're absolutely beautiful. And one was pretty good size in 17 when we had a hurricane and withstood it fine. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to know what your opinion was on the orangewood tree.
Well, how many do you have?
Well, I've got two big ones.
Okay.
That are probably at least 20 feet high.
All right. And
I've got more coming up, but I just wanted to know, is it something I should eliminate or I may develop it? They said the squirrels probably brought them in from someplace.
Sure.
Because I haven't seen one around here, but I don't know where they got them. But
yeah, they can be spread.
Drop their seeds.
Right. That's exactly it. They're coming from wildlife, so wildlife spreads them. I would just say it depends on how much you want to work in your yard. So if you're going to continue to get them, especially since they're now growing in your yard, the seeds are going to drop and you're going to keep getting more and more. So if
right.
you're, you know, you love being out there and you don't mind pulling it up, you know, every couple of months or every 3 or 4 months, you're seeing them one come up, then I would say you don't have to get rid of them. But if you're now, are you near a conservation area? That's going to be my main thing. Do you have a park or a conservation area close by?
Yeah, yes.
Okay. So that's why they're saying get rid of them, because those seeds are going to spread to that area. And there's nobody really looking at these conservation areas on a regular basis to maintain them and remove. They don't have the staff to remove all of the invasives in all our state parks and conservation areas. So, you know, just thinking of it that way, I would remove them. But if you don't mind, you know, working hard and stuff like that, not necessary.
Okay. Yeah. Hammock State Park.
is nearby?
Is to the west of me.
Okay, then I would remove them.
Okay. So that's why, because they're so invasive.
They're so invasive, and so we just don't have the time to maintain these conservation areas, and it's just going to take over. And what invasives do is that they push out the natives that provide food and resources for our wildlife, our pollinators. So I would say yes, since you're so close to that area, I would.
Okay. All right. Okay, thank you, Teresa.
You're welcome, but thank you for asking, and I think that's just so good for you to just be concerned about that. And thank you for listening to all these years, Better Lawns and Gardens.
Oh, yes, I get all my gardening information from you guys. I do look it up on the web sometimes, but I just love listening to your show. I learn something new every week, if not multiple things.
Oh, wonderful. Well, that is great. Thank you so much. Call anytime.
Okay.
All right, that was Patricia in Sebring, so we thank her. So I have some text messages here. Jean in Palm Bay, you heard me discussing with Lance Walheim about your avocado tree. Just topping it is just cutting it straight across, and that's just not good for any tree. It makes them ugly. It makes them, sucker more. And so I wouldn't recommend topping it, but just going through and just, specifically selecting certain branches and, cutting them back correctly is going to be my recommendation for you. All right. And so they do get to be large trees. The Haas tree, will get to be, 30 feet tall. So just go ahead and selectively prune it. But I would never kind of recommend topping a tree. All right. So then our next text message is a Schumard oak a good replacement in Orlando for a red maple that died and was removed? Yes, it is. Schumard oaks are one of my favorite oak trees, but there's also the nuttall oak. And the nuttall oak is a native to Florida, and it has a fabulous red fall color and a fabulous oak leaf shape. So unusual. And so I like nuttalls and Schumards and or wingdowns. You mentioned also wingdown. Now, the difference is a wingdown is going to have slightly different kind of branching style. It's never going to be a canopy tree like your oak trees, but your winged elm is going to have a little bit more curved branches, and the little shape, the wings on the limbs are really unique. So, but my favorite would be a nuttall or a Schumard. So good choices. Next text message is, I've had several large oak trees in my backyard, and I've noticed fungus on the limbs. Well, I kind of want to know what fungus you're talking about. If you're talking about the lichens and also the little red growing areas, then no, don't be concerned about those. Those are symbiotic, and they're going to be just fine. So do you have a gardening question? We have one more segment that you can call and ask your gardening questions. Call Lizzie at 1-888-45-LAWNS. That's 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text 23680. I'm Teresa Watkins, and you're listening to Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-432-3916, 800-432-3916, 800-432-3916. That's 800-432-3916.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-989-1694. 800-989-1694. That's 800-989-1694.
One time he forgot to fuel up the boat. And it wouldn't be the first time he left his tackle box behind. On one trip, he even headed out without his lucky hat. And seems he almost always forgets to wear his sunscreen. But he never forgets to wear the one thing that could save his life. Life jackets save lives. Wear it, Florida.
Visit myfwc.com for more information.
This important message is for Medicare recipients prescribed medical oxygen who need a consistent supply. Inogen's lightweight portable oxygen concentrator safely and efficiently convert the air around you into medical-grade oxygen 24/7. If you're over 65, call Inogen now for your free Medicare eligibility check. A portable oxygen concentrator may be available to you at little or no cost. Stop worrying about getting cumbersome tanks refilled or dragging them around everywhere you go. Inogen carries a full line of affordable portable systems to fit almost every budget and lifestyle. Rediscover doing things you love, gardening, home improvements, or even dancing. Join almost 1 million people worldwide who have taken their lives back with an Inogen portable oxygen concentrator. Call Inogen now. Get a free information guide and a free no obligation consultation. Remember to ask about our free Medicare eligibility check. Call now. 800-553-1831. That's 800-553-1831.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.
And welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. And you just have a few more minutes to get your questions answered. You can call Lizzie at 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. And if I don't get your calls and your questions, you can always go to the betterlawns.com site and email me, or you can email me at teresa.watkins@live.com too as well, and I will respond back. Give me a little bit of time, but I will respond back as quickly as I can. So now let's go to the text messages here. So the person who, Ken in McClenny, who had the question about the fungus on the oak tree limbs. He texted back and he helped me with some more information. And that's always helpful. It's always helpful to give me as much information as possible. So Kenny said that he has several large limbs have fallen from the trees. Is this normal or is there something I could do to prevent limbs from falling? So the fungus on the limbs and the limbs falling, that's a big sign, Ken, that you need to go ahead and get a certified arborist out to look at your trees because they could have an issue. Now, limbs will, you know, trees grow and, you know, limbs fall off. And so there's some reason that it could be happening, or it could just be old age too as well. So I definitely think that you need to get a certified arborist out there to check it out because limbs do fall, but they really shouldn't. So if your tree's healthy, they should last a long time. Now, here's the other thing. You know, here in Central Florida and North Florida, a lot of these beautiful oak trees that we see with all the moss hanging down, which doesn't hurt them, but they're at the end of their life. These were planted, you know, 70, 80, 100 years ago, or they just were there naturally, and we've been, you know, keeping them. The developers kept them. But they're at the end of their life cycle. And so, you know, we're going to start to see a lot of oak trees coming down, Storms are going to take down some. So we want to start planting more oak trees that are going to be for the next generation. That's going to be for the next, population in Florida coming down. So we are going to start to see oak trees, you know, coming down more and more because they're just at that age right now. So I also have a text and it says, good morning. Good morning. When Italian cypress experience brown patches, can anything be done? Well, it's important to diagnose why you're getting the brown patches. So Italian cypresses are notorious for getting brown patches from spider mites and bagworms and canker and all sorts of, you know, issues with overwatering. And so you want to diagnose the problem. I'm not a big fan of Italian cypresses unless I can put one where there's very good air circulation, full sun, dry soils, and they are going to be grow nice and healthy. They don't do well up against a house here in Florida, especially with our humidity and our rains. So what I use instead are Brody cedars. Brody cedars take our weather much better. They look like Italian cypresses. They don't grow to the 60, 70, 80 feet, but they do grow a nice height where they look good for Italian villas and Tuscany-themed styled homes with the clay roofs. So I like Brody cedars. Now, they can get a little bit bigger, wider than Italian cypresses. They get to be about 8 feet wide. But you can trim them once or twice a year and keep them to where they are nice and healthy and look like Italian cypresses. So that's my recommendation. If you are having brown spots and it's from the mites or the bagworms, you can go ahead and use that BioAdvance 3-in-1, insect disease mite control for trees and shrubs and roses, that kind of, care for plants. So BioAdvance 3-in-1 insect disease and mites and see if that helps. But it may be on the way out. So just you can have an arborist come and check it out. Or you can just see if it spreads after you go ahead and apply the BioAdvance 3-in-1. All right? That's great. So is this a good time to fertilize grass and plants is my next text message. Yes, it is. This is the perfect time here in Florida to fertilize. Use slow-release fertilizer, okay? Quick-release fertilizers are best used for your annuals and your vegetables, your herbs, plants that aren't going to last that long and you want a really good production from them. But for your regular landscape, your shrubs, your trees, your plants, your flowers, use a slow-release. I equate fertilizer with vitamins. And we just don't take a vitamin when we think we need to. We take a one-a-day vitamin that has all the nutrition in it so that when our body needs it, it's going to be there, all right? And so that's important. So that's what a slow-release fertilizer does as well. It has that little pearls that have layers and layers and layers of nutrition that are going to release slowly that when the plant needs manganese or boron or, potassium, that it's going to be there when the plant needs it. And so that's the best way. Now, they're a little bit more expensive than your quick releases, but you're not going to damage your plants with, shock and burn. And you're going to, you have to use the liquid fertilizers more often, okay, because they get leached out very quickly. Your slow releases are going to be there for 3 months, 6 months, 9 months. You can even get slow-release fertilizers for 5 years. And so that's what the big nurseries and growers use. So, it's just better to fertilize. Now's the best time. We're about 3 months away from our most stressful month in the winter, and that's going to be January. So November, December, January, if you do it now, that's going to be a great time. And then if you use the slow-release, especially if you're here only, 6 months out of the year, you're here during the wintertime, you go ahead and fertilize when you get here. And then right before you leave, you fertilize again, boom, you're done. So you don't have to, be out there every month fertilizing. So what else can you be doing this month? You can also make sure that your poinsettias and your holiday cactuses are being shielded from nighttime light. Okay, now's the time when they should be starting to you know, become turning their bracts red, and that means they need less light, and that's going to force them into turning the colorful colors that they do. So your poinsettias and then your holiday cactuses will start to produce blooms when they get less light. So go ahead and put that box over them or turn off your outside lights. If you don't plant poinsettias right underneath the street light, that's not going to be good. All right. Also, too, you can, this is the time of the year to go ahead and give your final feeding for palm trees. You want to use an 8-0-12-4. You want to make sure you get that magnesium in. Okay, so 8-0-12-4 fertilizer is important right now. And then we've got so many diseases going around the state of Florida. When you're cutting your palm fronds, and you should never cut a palm frond unless it's completely brown, okay, that's going to stress the palm tree out. But if the palm is, you know, brown, go ahead and cut it off. Cut off those fruit. Make sure that those don't go into your ground because they can get to be a real pain in the neck trying to go ahead and you go ahead and have them all coming up underneath, and it's a maintenance issue. All right. So sterilize your pruners. That's important. Sterilize your pruners, and any arborist or landscapers that come and take care of your palms, make sure they sterilize their pruners before they go to the next palm. And then this is also your non-spring blooming, because you don't want to cut your azaleas, camellias, gardenias anymore this year. But if you have shrubs you want to cut, now's the time to do that. So CJ and Deltona, thank you for listening. I certainly do appreciate it. Lizzie, thank you so much for helping today and just producing a great show.
Oh, I appreciate it. And more importantly, I appreciate our listeners, because they have brought so much to the table.
They have. They have great questions. I love listening to them. And, you know, just hearing what's going on in your neighborhood. If you're in South Florida, I need more participation. I need to know what's going on in South Florida. You can always email me. I would love to do that. That's teresa.watkins@live.com. I want to thank our guest, Leah Brooks, Tower Garden Rep, for sharing her experience and knowledge. Also, thank Lance Walheim for getting up so early and recommending the best citrus for year-round harvesting. Check out his books, Citrus, Gardening for Dummies, and Lawn Care. Also, you want a big thank you, like I said, to all our callers and texters. Join Lizzie and I next week for Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.